The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Trending.
Positive mental health, it can be not only something that's decided by, you know, how you're feeling, but your financial standing, relationships, work, all that kind of stuff bears into it, and also where you live. Well, there is new analysis that is saying that Nebraska and Iowa are some of the best states to live in for positive mental health. I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, we've got good quality of life, good cost of living,
low commute time,
just amazing resources.
Don't you think commutes make you crazy?
I think so.
It would.
You know,
yeah.
What are the daily things that kind of bum you out? If you're stuck in traffic, if there's a lot of pollution and noise, crime.
Yes.
Yeah. We're fortunate that we don't have to deal with too much of the traffic in the morning. But sometimes I get in the afternoon, I'll get into it, and I'm just like, good Lord. It has changed a lot, though, since COVID. Because you remember, not as many people were out and about running around because they were working.
You miss it a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, having the roads to yourself.
The mask.
It blows my mind.
Not having to talk to people.
No, I don't mind a mask, actually. Not when I see it, I find it odd. But
get to slip into that liquor store, though, that one time because it was during COVID? Or was that no mask? The time where they had your cardboard cutout.
Oh, that was mask. And
thank
I was thankful.
God.
I was thankful.
Like, so.
That would have been horrifying.
Imagine
people walking into a store and there's a cardboard cutout of yourself.
Yes.
Doing a double take and being
Did
like,
Did they even
Wait
tell you
minute.
They were going to do that?
No, I had no idea they were going to be there doing a broadcast. Not a broadcast, but just a giveaway for that hot tub.
We did this funny
thing. It was you in a hot tub, wasn't it? Wasn't that the picture?
Yeah.
No, it was just me. It was just the cardboard cutout that went into a hot tub. It looked like I was in a hot tub. I was like, wait.
So did they have another one or they pulled it out?
They used that one because they were getting people registered to win. And I just remember walking in and I saw it. I'm like, oh my God. And then I noticed some girl did a double take because all they can see was my eyes.
Right.
And I went slide. I didn't say hi to any of the coworkers. And I left, and it's the first time I spent 3 seconds in a place. I got my booze, walked right out, didn't talk to anyone. I was gone.
Thank God for the mask.
It was weird. Yeah, thank God for the mask. But, you know, the mask was weird. I mean, I got weird with the mask a little bit. I was torn
around with people. Now imagine if it would have been today without COVID and you walked in with the mask on.
Yeah.
With the cardboard cutout.
They're like, that guy's trying.
Obviously him. He comes in wearing a mask.
Like, we don't know.
Hello, we see the eyes, bro. He's wearing the same shirt from the cardboard cutout.
I have
and he stands right by it.
I have that cardboard cutout overlooking the treadmill downstairs. So when Wiley works out, it's just me going, yay. Oh. And I had a guy come downstairs and work on the furnace. And he asked me, he goes, what are you, the voice of that station? I'm like, oh, God, where's my mask?
We all need cardboard cutouts. Is there a company that just does them?
I think so.
Like,
anyone know around?
You can get them for your kids,
yeah.
For like, their birthday party.
We've done it before. A cousin of mine couldn't make it someplace, and his siblings, it was really funny. They ordered a full-size cardboard cutout. And so it was like they took him on the trip with them.
Because remember, they were sticking them in the bleachers during COVID.
Yes, that's right.
You could pay for your own. You're like, this is my way of supporting. Look, there I am.
That was another weird thing, wasn't it? Remember they're piping in sounds of, yes. I mean, this is just like, what is happening? It was, talk about idiocracy.
Yes.
It was full strength idiocracy. Oh my God, it was crazy.
On survival mode. It was like,
now it's
talk
like
about
the flu.
Mental health.
It's definitely
all right, so Nebraska and Iowa were mentally health. Do they put
good.
A rank? Like, I'm just curious who's not doing well as a state.
Not right. doing well, Nevada.
Is number one with a bullet,
yeah.
right?
And then Oregon, Oklahoma, Arizona, Washington State, Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, New Mexico. Those are your top 10
I can only guess Nevada because of the gambling and
a crazy lifestyle.
Yeah, the crazy
Half
lifestyle.
Half the city is living like a nightcrawler.
Yeah.
And the rest of you are just trying to live there. Like,
and I think for
like
Oregon
that.
And Washington, the big thing is
drugs.
The weather.
Drugs, too.
Yeah.
I think it would be a healthcare thing. Do they have a lot of a big epidemic up there of
Portland, Oregon was always like the runaway capital of the Northwest. I mean, that was kind of one of those things where, and I think that just mental health, like you said, Jeff, like it's just also, you know, access of like where you're at in your life. Like, are you even looking to get mental health? Or are you looking to run away from your problems? The best states to live in, though, for mental health, those kind of surprised me. Montana, Vermont, Massachusetts, South Dakota, and then Rhode Island. That's your top five, followed by Illinois, Wisconsin, North Dakota. Both Nebraska and Iowa tied.
We tied?
And then Arkansas, yeah. So I was just sort of surprised about, like, I mean, I guess Montana, you're just living your best life, right?
I love Montana.
Open air.
I think that's what the trend will be. It's just the open area type
stuff. It's good to go outside. Sorry, it's good to get exercise. 60 Minutes last Sunday did a thing on AI chatbots for mental health. They were saying they really do think it's going to be groundbreaking for, like, many of us have never even ever seen a mental health care professional, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just talking to someone. And the big hurdle is, you know, I'm embarrassed. They're like, well, what if you talk to an app? And it was very involved. I right away, though, was like, well, I wouldn't want to tell. Then I was going to have my data. But anyway, they were saying the AI's pretty slick that, you know,
help.
Getting some therapy.
Anything that helps, right?
And they were showing some pretty immersive apps that, like, if you're in a bad spot, right, and you start just feeding it what you're doing, it's at least something.
Anything
helps.
I mean,
I know the one thing that was like that came out, again, circling back to COVID, was the there was a mental health app that put you in touch with mental health providers where you needed it, like where it was basically telehealth for people who you know, felt isolated and alone, and that definitely took off.
What a mess.
And there are still some people that, you know, like a buddy of mine moved and was able, because of, you know, technology, to still do
Zoom stuff
with their therapist.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we're a little paranoid about the app version.
Absolutely.
But what's the difference to telehealth? You're still digitally talking to,
it's a person.
Somebody. Yeah.
I'm talking to a human.
Yeah, they're probably playing crossword puzzles. And
right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
God bless. Whatever they need
doing
to do to get through the day.
We're just saying, am I feeling better at the end? What if AI is giving you the perfect response every time?
I think that would be great.
It doesn't have a bad day. It's not tired. It's not looking at its watch.
Yeah, because remember, sometimes even a song can help you through sometimes, you know? If it's speaking to you in the right way that you can understand.
That's what I'm saying. If we can get over the data privacy,
sure.
It's not human, so it's not judging you. We're over the thing of, like, you know.
And well,
the
therapist
and
isn't
the chat
judging
bot's
you.
Not doing.
Oh, your therapist is judging you.
No way. The stuff
in their
head.
We got a break, though. But yeah, it's stuff that they heard. Yeah. I'm sure they've heard a whole lot.
They probably go to dinner parties with other therapists and one up each other.
We're humans,
Molly.
Let me
tell you about my clients. Big Party Show.
I love the horns. Is that what you heard late last night, Molly, when you were trying to sleep?
Hello, my baby. Yeah, our neighbor, their daughter plays the French horn. And so last night, she must have gotten home late and still needed to practice because, and when I say late, it's like 9 o'clock. Most people would be like, that's not that late. But when you get up, when we do, 9 o'clock is usually when you start thinking about bed.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so I got a little concert last night.
Jeff, what time do you go to bed?
Baby.
Sounds like the neighbor gal's playing the French horn again.
Yeah, when I went to bed, normally it was about 9:02, and normally, you know, our go-to is we watch Is It Cake, you know, or Holy Moly or something like that. And I was in shock when I went up there, and the sweet Wileen was like, TV was off, and she was reading a book. And she goes, here's a book over there for you to read. I'm like, hey.
I was about ready to say that didn't last long. It's like a child coming in the room.
I went 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to read a book.
She's like, so this is how I do it.
Yeah, she must be putting something in. Did she give you a nightcap?
She gave me a book that she's been trying to give me. I read a good chunk of it. I'm lying. I didn't read a good chunk.
What is it, Green Eggs and Ham?
No.
Or?
Yeah, nice one. I read some of it. God, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, I read some of it when we're on vacay at the pool. But What's it about? It's about communication with people and in a work environment. I'm like, I mean, the only communication I have is radio communication.
Fun right before bed reading.
Yeah.
Exactly, dude. Now you get it. I'm like, all right. What does she read? Oh, work, good stuff, you know.
How to communicate.
Smart girls, how to communicate to their dumb husband.
How to get away with murder.
Exactly. Don't worry about it. How to successfully lead a double life.
Tell Wileen, do your major research down at the library. Keystrokes, they're going to trace your history. How to get rid of a body.
And I can read the title of the book, Wileen. Cover the book up. But, yeah, I don't know what she's reading, but... I don't have to worry about French horns.
That is a funny thing that you say that about that, because I do think about a friend, these friends of mine, they got divorced.
Really?
And like leading up to the divorce, they were like in bed. She was like, you know, you think the tip off would have been the fact that I had like a stack of like, so you're married to a narcissist.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
That was like so funny. Like it came as a complete shock. She's like, due to the fact that he's a narcissist, you never thought it was about him.
Oh, God. Probably
he thought
not,
I was probably dealing with somebody else. So that was the thing. It's like she was reading all these books about, like,
oh my God, that's funny.
How to handle a narcissist in your life. And he's like, work
not
must
me.
Be, he's like, must work be. Must be tough for you. She's
not
like,
me.
Yeah, work, Dan, work.
That's Olivia Rodrigo. I think you're right, Jeff. I think we all need to have a cardboard cutout of somewhat, because I have mine that was work-related, and it's actually been fun and joy ever since I've had that. You know, of course, it's a younger version of me, which is weird, but I can reminisce on that whole deal. Molly, I'll tell you what, I'll buy it. If you give me a good picture.
Uh-huh.
They don't want me to pick the picture.
Don't you ever see people on
billboards?
Don't you ever see people that are on billboards and you feel like, what's that pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people, you know, it's a lot of realtors,
mm-hmm.
but like, you know, doctors, and they got their, and I know that's a little bit of ego, but I'm sure that unless it's a good photo, God, you got to hate that. Cause sometimes you look up and you're like, I wonder if they hate that photo.
Absolutely. Jeff, last cards I got them without photos because Danny's kids, our buddy Danny White, his kids saw my business card that I have with my photo on it, and I was right there, and remember, they go, who is that?
Like, I'm standing right in front of you.
It's
like,
a younger version
Photoshop.
Of me.
Well, I mean, that's what you want, so you're saying it's a good photo.
It's a good photo, but it's old. Like most, you know, realtor, you know, pictures and stuff, they're always old, and everyone makes, that's the big fun of it. No one updates their photos on their cards or anything like that because they want to look, you know, young and attractive. Not that they're not now. But well, so I decided, I'm like, if I get them again, I'm just going to not get the picture on it. I don't care that much.
And isn't that what dating sites are? Isn't that what social media is?
Sure.
Inaccurate. That's why. What's the one you're supposed to do where you take a photo of yourself every day?
Oh, yeah.
What is that one?
It's like
be
a
fun.
Selfie a day thing. And then okay. At the end of the year, like you get to see. And it's funny, like to just have like all that, you know,
really
laid out in front of you.
It's supposed to be an accountability. It's for younger people, but it's an accountability app.
Not for me.
You know.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. I mean, why not? That's pretty.
An accountability. I love it. I'm like, I look rough today. Make better choices.
No, I think it was a pushback from the. You know, the doctored photos, you
okay.
know, it's hard for
the filters and stuff.
Yeah. Keeping up with that, you know, okay. the whole trying to put a photo of your true self, you know, like if in theory you take your shirt off and take a photo of your gut.
Oh yeah.
We're all
yeah.
supposed to be like, so brave, so brave. So far guys don't do that.
No, they don't. Even though we should.
So brave.
I'm so brave. I think that'd be interesting if we took a photo a day just to see what happens. I mean, what kind of look that we look like, you know, like in
Molly,
a year.
Do you feel that pressure to take
weird.
A picture? Would you get any jazz out of that of like, this is me without makeup on?
You're talking
That's
to
me
Molly.
Every day.
That's her.
I was going to say, like, when do I wear makeup? Like, if I can even find a way to, like, go to a cocktail party without wearing makeup, I mean,
like,
I set
the
bar
dude?
Real low. Friend.
But I'm saying post the photo of it. I'm saying the online version.
Molly doesn't, Molly and I was thinking about this the other day. Every photo I've seen of you lately, when you take photos, it's always nose up. It's never, we never see the full face. It's just your eyes and your hair.
I guess I hadn't thought about it. I mean, I'm not a big
Maybe
picture
that's just
person.
Proof. Okay.
Yeah.
Because my
like
father was always like, if you're going to take a photo of anything, especially off nature, anything like that, make sure you have your face or something in it, because why? That's no different than getting a postcard at the store. It's kind of what his theory was.
Well, it's also good for framing.
Yes.
A good photo is to have somebody in the frame. It doesn't have to be you, but anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone. You bet. But yeah, Molly, you only send nose, eyes, you know, hair up.
I've never been fond of being photographed, though. Like, it's not one of my favorite things. And I had to make a point as a mom to start including myself, because one of the pieces of advice I got from parents was, like, make sure you're in the photo. And it's not about you. It's about the memories that your kids are going to have one day, going through the photos and being like, oh, look at what mom, you know, like, I remember mom on that trip and that sort of thing. And so I've tried to be more thoughtful about that, but I have a really hard time being photographed.
Okay.
Not my favorite thing.
Why don't you sign up for that website? We got to take a photo of yourself and post it every day.
Get over my fear.
I'll do it.
And we'll all post every day. So brave.
So brave. Molly posted a picture of her face. She is so brave.
All right. What's trending's coming up next? What's up?
There is a breakthrough in gardening. You could have a glow-in-the-dark garden.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.